This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, the law offices of David Schluter, Dykstra Home Services, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, and Joe Cotton Ford. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thanks, Ernie. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're here for the next 3 hours answering all of your questions. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. As I mentioned earlier, prior to the break, we have Rich Dykstra from Dykstra Home Services, David Schluter, real estate attorney, trust planning expert. We've got Tracy Kahn from Joe Cotton Ford, Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, and MegaPros Joe of MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. We start every show with, oh, and buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call. Text and photo lines. We love photos. We love pictures. We love to communicate and interact with our listeners. So send us pictures of any challenges that you might have. We'll go left to right. No, let's go ladies first. Kelly Mickley, Executive Green Carpet. It's been a long... Have you had any more babies?
I have not.
Last time you were here, you were literally... T-minus, I think, 7 days. You were on the launching pad.
Yeah, so my youngest, she'll be 2 in August.
Wow.
Mazel tov. So it's been about 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So you're going to be talking about the special that you have, two rooms for $99.
Yes.
I also want you to talk about, because I've had this experience in a new house with new furniture and a lot of people coming over to see the new house with kids, who I'm fine with, but they're slobs. Okay. And they spilled things on the new furniture that took a year and a half to get. And I want you to talk about your protection, your fabric protection as well on the kitchen chairs, the dining room chairs, the couches, and all that stuff. So I want you to go over that as well during your segment as you're doing your special two rooms for $99.
Yep.
For listeners who want to reach out to you and your team, how do they reach out to you guys?
You can reach us at 630-990-8600 or visit WGNclean.com.
All right, let's go oldest to youngest now. Rich Dykstra Sr.
Yes, I am.
How did you figure that?
Yeah, just look at him.
Okay.
Because he tells us he's been around for 100 years.
100 years.
312-981-7200. You are helping a listener out, retired Chicago firefighter who's been a friend of mine, a client of mine for over 15 years.
Son
worked for us. Did a phenomenal, marvelously great job. Hardworking young man. He's out in Colorado right now. Sent me a text. Hey, does Dykstra handle my area? Can you hook me up and explain real quick, and then go into a little more detail later.
Yeah, he's a firefighter heater, and he lives on the south side of Chicago. Having a problem with a 4-zone system, so we have a guy going out, I believe Tuesday, to check out Mr. Heater's Heater.
All right.
Did you send Peter?
No, we sent Paul.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. All right, we're starting. I'm off a week, and you're already screwing off. All right, so if our listeners want to reach out to you, or leave it alone.
Got
to
retrain.
Leave it. Don't touch it. Turn the mic off. Just don't say a word. Okay, I know what you're thinking. I don't need Dean Richards.
There's only one reason you know
leave
what
it
I'm
alone.
Thinking.
Rich Dykstra Sr., for listeners want to reach out to you and your fine staff.
1-800-421-3220 or WGNCoolingGuy.com.
You have a message for our sports guy, Andy Mazur. Would you like to tell us about the Reds?
Yes, once again, he's ignoring the Red Stars who are playing tonight.
Okay.
My daughter's in New Jersey to watch that game.
All right, so there, Andy Mazur, a little shout out to bring in the Red Stars. David Schluter. Law offices of David Schluter. You were on last week. You got a daily double here. I was listening online. So
we told Wendy you'd be listening.
Right. I couldn't listen the first 2 hours because I was petting stingrays because the wife wanted to go pet stingrays.
Did you do that?
So we pet the stingrays.
That's what
I'm surprised you would do that.
I really didn't want to do it. I'd rather be having frozen mojitos sitting on a chair. But
it's
the wife,
kind of interesting. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Did you get my text to start with the tail? That's always the best.
Yeah,
part.
Yeah. Start with the tail. Yeah. Grab it by the tail is what you said. Yeah.
Steve,
and then I'm glad.
And then she was out with the life insurance agent.
Yeah. Then the life insurance agent. Yeah. The wife said that that I should instruct you to grab the stingray by the tail. Yeah, very cool. And then I saw Starfish Joe, and I said we went snorkeling at the barrier reef.
Don't make that voice. You liked it.
It was all right.
Oh, cut it out.
It was cool. It was cool. It's done. I don't have to ever do it again. Schluter, how are you?
Good, good. So good to be here, and God bless America with the fourth coming up.
Amen.
And,
amen.
Thanks for that forwarding that email from that nice client, Dave, and that was a joy.
We're going to talk about it later. Listener wants to sell her house that she's lived in. That her mom, that she lived in with, inherited from her mom, that she lived in, and she needs to sell it and split the proceeds with her brother. So I'll read that. Maybe you could go into a little more detail, because if it's happening with one listener, you know, the multiplicity of listeners that this challenge happens to and don't know where to go, that's why they listen to the show. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how they reach you?
630-285-5300 anytime.
Tracy Kahn, Joe Cotton Ford, what are we talking about? I know you're all excited about your auto drive. What's it called? Smart Drive? Ford Drive?
Blue Cruise is what
Blue Cruise,
called.
What it's called?
Yeah, my truck drives itself now, so it drove me here today, and it was a little nerve-wracking.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, it's...
I don't think I could. I know Rich Dykstra will not let go of that steering
not
wheel for anybody.
I enjoy driving too much.
I
enjoy driving.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's easy to text and drive when you don't have to touch the steering wheel.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Okay.
I still want to hold my steering wheel. By the way.
Okay. Yeah, I know, Trace. But I still want to hold my steering wheel. Sorry.
Well, you still can.
Mm-hmm. That's
just because it says hands-free doesn't mean you have to be.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Today we're talking about ordering vehicles so you can get them before the end of the year and to lock in pricing, because with inflation, the price of vehicles have been going up dramatically.
Great.
So if you order one now, you're price protected, and hopefully get it before the end of the year so you can take advantage of Section 179.
Mm-hmm. No. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard it before, though, but you can't guarantee I'm going to get it,
no,
right?
No, I can't.
But can I still take my Section 179 if I don't get it?
Technically, no. Okay. Your ST-556 tax form has to be dated 2022 in order to take advantage of it this year.
All right, maybe we could talk about what that means during your segment, because half the listeners are going, what are they talking about? If our listeners want to reach out to you and your team at Joe Cotton Ford,
they can reach us at 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
MegaPros, Joe. MegaPros Home Improvements.
MegaPros.com.
Good to see you, Joe.
Good to see you, Dave. We did miss you.
Wendy did a tremendous job.
She did. It was different.
Herding cats here.
No, she did.
She did a great job.
She could not control Schluter.
You guys gave her a handful.
Yes.
An absolute handful. And I felt sorry for Kari Kohler, because I think she was in the middle of the eye of the storm when you guys were just buzzing around.
Yeah.
Like
she gave a lot of good information. Though.
Tremendous
she
information. Did. I heard the call about the golf putting green in the backyard.
Right.
I caught the third hour of the show.
I got it.
Yeah, somebody had a green in their backyard.
Yeah, they wanted to know if it was a good or bad thing to keep. Mm-hmm.
So I thought you guys did a great job. So thank you to Wendy Snyder for holding down the fort.
How about us?
You guys did all right.
Okay.
I appreciate that. We didn't bust her chops too bad. Just kept her on. She tried as hard as she could to keep you.
Oh, she's a pro, no
she
doubt.
She is a pro.
Okay.
But it takes a higher level of psychological...
Lion tamer.
Yes. Three. For let's just want to reach out to you guys one more time. Hang on.
Megapros.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Dykstra because it's so damn hot lately, and we're going to be hot this weekend.
Here in the studio, even.
I know. Well, that goes without saying. 312, because you're wearing your... pineapple swinger golf shirt, according to you.
No, I didn't even know that's pineapple.
Yeah, he walks in, he goes,
Trace, that means something.
He walks in. I'll save it after the break. 312-981-7200. He's like, this isn't a swinger shirt, but just to let you know.
So I didn't even know that could have been a swinger shirt.
Well, now you know.
These friends of mine that came up to the studio were a little bit earlier. The friends
who came up.
So when we go to David's house August 6th.
312-981-7200.
Just put my keys in the bowl.
Joe didn't know he's on Amazon. Pineapple t-shirts. What pineapple pullovers. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros, Joe. That's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
My blower has been running for the last 10 years.
What did you just say?
David's going to go somewhere with that.
I already did. I checked with his wife, and she confirmed that our listeners know.
They know.
A sarcastic remark
is
coming.
Like a soft pitch and a home run.
I know. 3-2 fastball, and the fastball's coming.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That will go down in the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame of drops.
Yep, there you go.
You are just like you're just content machine over there.
There you go.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What are you seeing? Is it getting any better with pricing? I know we're going into a heat spell. You know, they're predicting a heat wave, a minor heat wave until it rains Monday night, of course, on the 4th of July.
Of course.
What do you get in calls?
We're starting to see customers are calling up that they're seeing ice outside. And
that's not good.
Not cooling. Ice is not nice, David.
And
Around their condenser, and they go downstairs, and the whole line is white. It's probably due to a dirty filter. Most of the time, it's a dirty filter.
What about a leak? Could it be a leak?
If it gets low on refrigerant, it will ice up. But 9 out of 10 times, it's a dirty filter.
So where do our listeners go to see if they have ice on their lines? Because a lot of our listeners don't even know where the air conditioner is. Right. I mean, let's face it.
If the unit outside, they can look at the line coming out, and right at the unit, you'll see a block of ice.
Really?
And the problem is, on inside of your furnace, above your furnace, it's a giant block of ice. So there's hardly any air going through it. And people think, well, I better turn it down. I'm not getting any air. And they're just making it worse. So if you do see ice, shut the air conditioner off and put the fan switch to on at the thermostat and just let it run. It's got to melt the ice.
For how long?
Take probably about 4 or 5 hours.
Really?
Yeah. And a service guy goes out there, don't have him come out if you see ice. There's nothing he can do except charge you.
Really?
Yeah, nothing he can do.
And there's a lot of scumbags out there that'll charge him $99 to $100.
Or $100, $150, yeah.
Right.
And we'll be back.
They still have to change the filter, though, right?
Oh, yeah. If we do go out, it's usually a dirty filter, then we tell them. But to go out and then have to come back and check it in case it's a leak.
Oh, I see.
That's an expensive filter.
Yep. Oh, very expensive filter.
That was the nicest thing I've heard in 14 years on Home Sweet Home, that tip that you said, don't call the first time.
Yeah.
That is so honest of you.
What about all the stuff we've been saying? What's that? He's like kissing up to Dykstra.
No, he's putting in my generator.
I have no idea.
Because he doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, he's putting in your generator.
He's installing my generator this next weekend.
See?
How much discount
to go on? God, it's a personal plug.
He hasn't even given anybody. I've been here, what, 3 years? 2.5 years?
Oh, longer than that.
On GN? No, I've been doing it. He hasn't given us one compliment.
Oh, but you've known him longer than
that. I know I have. 15 years, not one. Sits next to Dykstra generators going in. That's the greatest thing you've ever said, Rich.
You're good, Rich.
My God, Rich.
I'm trying to work him. He's coming next week. Generator.
Have you lost some weight, Rich? You look great.
You look great. David, have you lost
some weight?
You've been working out, Rich. You look phenomenal. And your hips. You have new hips, Rich?
New hips, yeah.
My God, what?
Can I get the bigger generator?
What does it cost to have David plug my business?
I don't know.
Really, everybody needs a Ford. Everybody needs a Ford. That's it.
So how much is the new unit now? Because I got a call from somebody, and I made the comment that new air conditioning units are going to start $5,000 to $6,000, and they're like, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, you're right. I'm an idiot. How much is a new unit?
You're right on the nose.
$5,000, $6,000.
About being an idiot?
Yeah.
That's true.
But prior to COVID, what was it?
Probably four.
Four.
Probably four.
So they're up $1,000 to $2,000 depending upon the unit.
It's July 1st. We had another price increase.
Another one.
It's insane. Just insane. We can't guarantee. We hold prices now for about 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, because we don't know what's coming around the corner.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So any recovery in pricing, any price pressure relief for homeowners looking for, building owners looking for new heating and air conditioning units?
Not yet. I mean, there's still equipment shortages. It's tough to get. I mean, I kept saying all year, I've been saying, don't wait.
Right.
And I keep saying, don't wait.
It's going to go up. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So my firefighter friend,
Mr. Heater.
Mr. Heater, who a longtime listener of the show.
Yes.
A hardworking son who worked for us before moving to Colorado. he's getting, you got a call about his heater.
Right.
Right. Not his air conditioning unit, but about his heater. So do you get calls for heating units during the summer? Obviously,
people are confused. They're confused, but he's got an issue with a four zone system. He's got a higher end system.
Okay.
He had another company out that was blowing smoke up his tail. So you referred him over. So on Tuesday, we're going to check out Mr. Heater's heater.
All right. 312-981-7200. Here we have how much is the charge of Freon? So I guess somebody still have a Freon unit. Are you still putting Freon in? I thought that was against the law.
We try not to because it's not a good service for the customer. They're throwing good money after bad. It's over $200 a pound.
$200 a pound? Jeez.
Installed, yeah.
And how much does each unit typically need? How many pounds does a typical unit need?
Average probably 5 pounds.
What?
Yeah, it's nuts. That's why it's not worth it. It's not worth it to.
So, but yeah, Rich, you also taught me if you just add Freon, it's just going to come out again.
Yeah, if you got a leak,
so you have a leak, right?
It's like a nail in a tire.
Meaning it's useless to add Freon.
Right. Exactly. And people will want to spend the money, but we try to talk them out of it every time.
What's the alternative to Freon?
The new gas is R410A. It's called Puron.
Can any unit, if you're running Freon now,
No. And is that less expensive? A little bit. It's starting to come up now, too.
Whoa.
No, you have to change the unit. You have to change the coil.
I didn't know that.
Preferred to change the lines and the condenser outside.
How much is that? What type of investment is
that?
Well,
that's the $5,000.
So it's a new unit?
New unit.
All right. 312.
But to be clear, there's no way to fix a leak.
You got to find it first.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And that $5,000 is only good until July 16th.
Yeah, there you go.
Does the AC, I got 30 seconds before the break. Does the AC unit have to be balanced? My unit is making loud noises. I rebalanced it with a level. The noise stopped, but now comes back. What are your thoughts on this? A texter.
It's a vibration on probably the fan blades.
Fan blades?
Yeah, but it's not
a leveling challenge.
Not a leveling thing. No, it's something has to be twisted.
Okay. You and your team will call the 7-7. Okay.
You bet.
Texter, Rich and his team will reach out to you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Dave Schluter with some legal advice after these messages. We've got Lynn in Buffalo Grove has got a question for you as well. 312-981 for you, Rich. So we'll pick up Lynn's question after the break, then go right to Dave. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Photo, text, and call lines are open. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Take a quick break, throw it over to Donnie and Andy after these messages.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Got a great email here for you, Dave. But first, I want to throw it over to Rich. We've got some callers calling in based upon what Rich was speaking about earlier. Lynn in Buffalo Grove, how are you?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
I'm tremendous. You got a question for Rich?
I have a question about my furnace, even though it's middle of summer. It went out in April, and they've told me it's the heat exchanger, which seems to be on back order forever. Is there an issue with heat exchangers?
Usually not.
I don't know what that is, but yeah,
that's the heart of your furnace. How old is your furnace? Do you have any idea?
5 years.
That's it? Mm. I'd get a second opinion on that heat exchanger.
They're gonna comp us. I don't know if you want to know what the brand is,
yeah,
but it's Carrier.
All right.
And they're going to give us the heat exchanger for no cost, but they keep telling us that it's on back order.
Okay.
It's been several months. Fortunately, it's summer, but.
I would seriously get a second opinion on that because a 5-year-old furnace, unless it's way oversized or there's another issue, should not have a cracked heat exchanger.
Will you go out to Buffalo Grove and check out? All right, Lynn, tell you what, Rich will be at your house on Thursdays. He likes chocolate chip cookies and skim milk. Okay?
Great. Sounds wonderful. Right. Have a great sport.
Yeah. I'll give you a call probably Tuesday, and we'll get something set up for a guy to swing by. Just take a peek. There'll be no charge for you, too.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Lynn, Carlo in Chicago, thanks for hanging on so long, Carlo. You have a thermostat question.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Last April, I had a new furnace and AC unit put in. And about a month after that, I upgraded my thermostat to one of those smart ones.
Which smart one?
I think it's Sensi.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
Sensi, it's called. Okay, well, anyway, the problem I'm having is that it seemed to happen during the winter also. But say right now I set my temperature at 75, okay, on my AC. Even though it won't go to 76, it still kicks on. And it seems it's almost like it's timed, like it's you know, like, and I sat one time and just, you know, timed it out when it was off and when it went on. And even though the temperature didn't go above what I was set, it would go on, like, stay off 4 minutes, go on for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And I went and checked the schedule, and it's nothing's on there. And I know there's a slow, medium, or fast where you could adjust for the distance between the temperature or something. You know anything about that?
Yeah, well, you can. It depends. A lot of these thermostats, they try and adapt to your style of living. So it could be partly that. It could be just the sensor in the thermostat itself could be off just a degree or two, and that's why it's coming on. It's sensing that it has to, even though the digital display isn't showing that.
How's he fix it?
It's you'd have to get a hold of the manufacturer, get them on the phone, and they'll walk you through the internals on that thermostat.
Yeah, it did it during the winter too, because my heating bill went up $50 when I thought I had a 96% efficiency furnace. I mean, I was like, what? Yeah. And I noticed the heater did that too, even though the temperature didn't go down. It would still kick on.
Right. The equipment can only do what the thermostat tells it to do. It doesn't have a mind of its own.
So
it's in the thermostat.
I'm gonna get a dumb thermostat. Go back to the dumb one.
Get a Honeywell Wi-Fi. A Honeywell Wi-Fi is your best bet.
All right there, okay. Carlo. Hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product, buddy. Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200. Here's a legal question for you, David Schluter. Any other compliments you want to throw out? Some cheap, unsolicited butt kissing compliments for
cancel the butt kissing. I would have said, could it be that it's the price per therm why his bill went up, and maybe not the furnace? Everything else went up in the world. That was just my second opinion.
Right.
So see, I cut him down.
And if it's colder,
but
it's
you're
colder.
Not well, a heating good, guy.
Good I know. Well, he had to come up with something that erased the price.
Did you hear
compliment.
Dave Schluter last week talking about mortgage and how to finance a home?
I gave him the numbers. I said, right. What's your exact? Well, do you have an equity line?
Mm-hmm.
I went through the whole drill.
Yeah, but I said, call the other David. You're mm-hmm. not a lawyer.
Stay in your lane, Dave.
I mean, you're not. Come on. You're not a mortgage
guy. The
guy
signed with Dave. He got his mortgage.
312-981-7200. Mark in Arizona, you got a question for our attorney, David Schluter.
I do, but going to help the other guy out first. That Sensi is made by Emerson, and I don't believe it's one of those smart sensing type, if you're in the room or not. Anyway, I know the laws might be different. When selling a house, I do understand you have to disclose any known defects. I had a house built, and shortly after it was built, the slab I noticed cracked, and the builder said it was within tolerance, whatever, you know, has to be more than an eighth inch or a quarter inch before they would consider it a problem that they would have to fix, that's within tolerances. If that's the case, do I need to disclose that when I sell the house, saying, you know, this is cracked? If I was told by the builder that it was not a defect, but rather within construction tolerance?
In Illinois, you don't have to tell the whole soap opera of everything that's ever happened or everything you've been told, because it would be unending.
But wait, isn't he from Arizona?
No, I said, but in Illinois, he knew that. So if Arizona has it, what you are covered in, again, if it was in Illinois, what you're covered under is that we have the word material defect in our 23-question disclosure form. And I would say that if you were calling me from Glen Ellen or something, I would say that's not material to protect your conscience, because the guy told you it's really not a defect. So if Arizona is the same as Illinois, you'd be fine. You would not have to bring it up. They're going to inspect your house anyway, and then you might have to re-explain it, but I wouldn't volunteer that. Again, if you're in Illinois, you can call any local. Are you in a large city in Arizona?
Chandler, right outside.
Beautiful. No, there's going to be real estate attorneys. Just call and say, can you compare the Arizona disclosure with the Illinois disclosure? And you'll know in 10 seconds. You ask him if you have to only disclose material defects in Arizona. Okay?
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
All right, buddy. Hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product, Mark. 312-981-7200. So a lady, a listener, wants to sell her home, and here's her email. She said nice things about my loan officer, so that's very nice when we did her loan. To my question, the house buying went so quickly that we held off on selling our original home. Now that we have we're semi-settled in our new place, we plan on selling our old home. Got it so far? Okay, so they lived in a home We helped them get a mortgage in a new home. They had enough money to carry both places. Now they want to dump the other place, okay? The good news is we have a neighbor who is very seriously interested in buying the home. We also have three other friends, neighbors, who are also interested. We'd like to handle a transaction with a real estate attorney without a realtor because it's a private sale, looks like. Inspector and appraiser, since the buyers are already coming to us. Is this something David Schluter can handle? This is the email. So for other listeners who have the same type of situation, is this a scenario that you could handle?
Yeah, the real estate lawyers who do a high volume like we do all have access to what's called the multi-board contract. And if we also are geared up enough because of the wave of buy owner, we have an information sheet that is golden that I wrote personally, and we email that out to the person who wants to sell. They sit down at their coffee table and fill it out. It asks all the questions that my office will need to know and the other attorney will need to know to work on a contract. So if you call us Tuesday, we'll send you that wonderfully created, wonderfully authored buy owner worksheet. They can sit down with their neighbor, each keep a copy. We still have the buyer's attorney draft the contract because just like with realtors, a buyer needs to make an offer. And the reason I don't want to do it is not that I don't know how. I've done thousands of them. But if we hand them our contract and you need to change your mind, you're going to be handcuffed. So we always want to tell the buyers, the first person whose lawyer gets Dave a contract that's acceptable gets the house. So we'll coordinate all that. Tuesday, you call my staff anytime after 8:30 and tell them you need a buy owner worksheet, and you can call 630-285-5300 and say that you already heard a message from me and that you need that worksheet.
Another quick question, then we're going to hit a break. So 30 seconds before the break. The house is in my mother's name, but she is gifting the proceeds to me and my brother. What legal issues should we have, if any?
Yeah, we're going to have to talk to that one in a serious way. The title company will only make the check to whoever's on the title. They don't mess around because they don't want to be in an audit or anything. We'll have to figure out a way after your mom takes possession for her to gift you that money over time. There are gift tax limits, and a house far exceeds that. If she wants to go ahead and do that and give more than the limits, we're going to get a hold of her tax accountant. She can do a one-time filing against what's called her $1 million exemption over her life, and she'll be okay. But I'll coordinate that with your family and your mom's tax preparer. If she doesn't have one, she will need to get one before the closing.
312-981-7200 on behalf of that listener. Thank you for that great information. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We have a text message here for Kelly I want to get to, but coming back, we're going to go to Tracy Kahn talking about everything Ford and your service areas and everything else you want to talk about. But we have a texter about the cost or the investment, I would like to say, of the furniture fabric protection that I mentioned earlier, because it seems they know what I'm going through, especially waiting so damn long for furniture. You want to protect it. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
For experienced homeowners who need that little extra help that didn't need it maybe 5-6 years ago, having trouble getting up the stairs, having trouble getting around corners, having trouble going to the bathroom, a lot of these things you don't think about now. I'm 54 in peak shape, as you can tell.
Exactly. You know it. Wait, what did you say?
I'm in shape.
Rounds
no,
of
you
shape.
Are, you are, you are.
Yeah, rounds of shape.
Well-rounded.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks,
you're
Tracy.
You're solid like a rock.
Let's turn
you're
Tracy.
You're built for tough.
Yeah, let's turn Tracy Blank off.
You're built for tough.
I'm built for tough. Right. I'm an 850.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we get over to Tracy, we got a ton of texts coming in about this fabric protection. Could you quickly explain what it is? Then we'll get to Tracy. Mm-hmm. Tracy, I'll pick you up on the other side as well. What is the fabric protection? I have it on my home. Mm-hmm. We got it on the couches. We got it on the dining room chairs. It took literally a year to get. We got it on the kitchen chairs where we sit every day to eat. That took 8 months to get. And we got it on the couches that took, God knows, almost a year to get.
Yes.
And my kids are slobs and their friends are slobs.
You're blaming it on the kids again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? I've seen you devour stuff.
I understand.
Okay.
But Not on those chairs. I do the...
Oh, you don't sit on those chairs.
I do the John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever. I put the sheet underneath me, so when it hits, I know I'm going to spill.
Okay.
I sit on the sheet, and all then right. the sheet we just burn.
Okay.
So what's the investment for treating a piece of furniture?
So it's actually very cost effective, and not only for upholstery, for carpet as well. We do a carpet and upholstery protector, and a lot of people are just uneducated about it. So for a sofa, for example, you could pay about $30-$35 for just to be protected.
That's it. Mm-hmm. $35. Mm-hmm. And it's stain protected.
Yeah.
Any type of guarantee on it?
So basically what the protection is it creates a barrier so that the soils don't get trapped in the fibers and get embedded. We're not going to prevent staining, but this will help make it easier to clean up, and it'll prolong the life of the upholstery or the carpet.
I just want to say, my kids aren't slobs. We're friends with the Kadishes. Their kids are the biggest slobs on the planet. Because Julie just texted me, you know, your kids aren't slobs. I forgot. Julie's kids are slobs, and her husband, Ben, the biggest slob. That's why we don't have them over that much. But how long does
just
it take?
Give them a sheet when they get there.
I just like put them outside by the hose, and we all just right. spray them down. How long does it take to treat a couch and the chairs? Is it a 4 or 5 hour treatment?
No,
how long does
it
take?
Treat it, it's so usually this would be applied after a cleaning, but if you buy a new piece of furniture, you know, some people have us come out just to spray the protector, but it's a matter of minutes. It's very quick, and it provides great coverage, and it's something that is super important to get. It should be reapplied about once a year. It does fade away, but it's great. It's a great product.
And our listeners should get their homes clean once a year anyway. So as they're getting there, can you do the treatment on the same day that they get their carpets cleaned?
Yes.
So it can be done at the same time.
Yeah. You did our couches, mm-hmm. and we don't have kids come over, so wine mostly spills.
Yes.
And it wipes up.
Well, David is a protein shake, sir.
Yeah, I'm a protein shake.
My grandkids are super neat. But it's wine, and that wipes off.
We personally protect everything of ours. We'll some of the stuff will just beat up and fall off, honestly, but you can wipe it up really easily, and it's very important.
The best investment we did was to treat our furniture after it took over a year to get.
Yes.
Some pieces over a year to get. Mm-hmm. Okay, we still have pieces that are over a year that we still haven't gotten.
Right.
We moved in the house last March, and my wife bought some of the stuff the November before during the Black Friday sale. So almost a year and a half, because we thought we'd move in and we knew it would take 4 or 5 months. We didn't think it would take 18 months to get there.
Right.
It'll be terrible if it's out of style already.
Not my room.
Not that old thing.
No, I'm good for the next 15 years for what it costs and how long it took to get. 312. So if our listeners want to reach out, we're going to talk more about it after the break, but I'm banging up against the break. Sorry, Tracy, we'll pick you up the other side. I apologize, but we're getting text messages in here about it. I wanted to get it out there before our listeners went away to do something today. Why would they go away? You could listen online or on your portable listening device like I did on the WGN app. If our listeners want to reach you all the way down in the Grand Caymans, which was phenomenal. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
You can reach us at 630-990-8600 or WGNclean.com.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Today is my nephew Noah's birthday, so happy birthday, Noah. And Julie Kadish, who texted me that my kids aren't slobs, she's a sloppy eater as well. So I'll give you that. Probably be a great referral. Ben and Julie, you know, they're just the moving truck's coming, and they don't even try to clean it. They just donate it. 312-981-7200. They live on Burling, and you know, right by where the old Children's Memorial is. So you get in and out. Nice small house, right?
Yeah.
9,000 square feet.
No problem.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to come back after the break. We have an hour to go before we give Grace, our producer, last day here, a little something to going away present. She's been here long enough, and she's got to go. So this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line are open. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Clipping, I'm getting text messages. People are upset. No barometer reading. I'll just leave it there, Donnie. Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to throw it over to the newsroom after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg in Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Just received a text message from the official urologist of the show, Dr. Michael McGuire.
Oh, there you go.
Very delicate hands.
Good.
Just turn on the show. He must be on, like,
he was tired.
Yeah.
David, leave him alone.
Must be on mountain time. Need to talk to an AC guy and possibly a concrete guy. Are they there today? So the AC guy is there.
He's here. Yes,
so,
he is.
I can act like the concrete guy.
You can act like the concrete.
There you go.
Does he want concrete or asphalt?
Asphalt. Yeah. 312-981-7200. So maybe Dr. McGuire, the official urologist of the show, will call in. Because he's the only man that will let touch me in certain areas professionally. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Tracy Kahn, your industry has gone through a heck of a transformation.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Over the past 24 months. Actually, it started prior to COVID, I think.
It did.
When the factory burnt down, with the chip factory burnt down in China at the beginning.
That was in February of 20. So 20. It was before COVID really hit. COVID hit in March of 20.
So you've been almost two and a half years of turmoil within your industry. And I want to ask you this because I've got a couple of my friends that own car dealerships. Do you like this new model as opposed to having 400 cars on a lot and paying the financing, as opposed to having borrowers understand the restrictions of the supply chain and going online and punch and click and enter, and that's the cost of the car? Which do you prefer as a car owner?
I prefer having the cars on the lot. People are affected by their senses. So if they can see it and smell it, you know, get that new car smell, and they go in there and they drive it, they a lot of times they fall in love and they say, okay, yeah, I have to have it. And so they're impulsive that way. But this, where you're looking at a computer screen, and yes, you can build it and you can see a picture of it and stuff like that, but you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't touch it, you can't drive it.
Yeah.
So it, I think I would prefer to go back to the old way of selling.
Yeah. Okay. It just, I didn't know if you saw that the consumer has gotten desensitized to a lot of that, but I understand they want to push the button and see what the sunroof looks like, or see what the leather.
For sure. You want to hear how the door slams.
I totally get it. No, you're right.
Absolutely.
Right. And if it's how the car drives, and I totally get it. It's just the last 2 years plus years, you haven't been able to do that for a plethora of reasons.
But as far as a business model, you said you're managing and you're evolving via your service, right?
We are. We closed our body shop in February of 20, and we put in a commercial service center, and we're servicing trucks now up to 52,000 pounds. And that has been what's carried us through this, because we're not selling enough cars. And back then, we were selling 150, 180 cars. Now we're selling 40, 50.
Yep.
And so the sales aren't there anymore. And as you know, commercial vehicles, they're almost non-existent right now.
Mm-hmm. So that's why when you mentioned that Section 179, yes. Right?
Can you explain that, what Section 179?
So you get to accelerate the depreciation in the year of purchase.
As a business owner.
Right.
Correct.
So in other words, you can expense the whole purchase.
Which is good, because it knocks down your
depending,
pay a lot less taxes. It's a tax, sure.
Right. But, I mean, it's a strategy.
It is.
Right. But right now, I do believe that there's some way to claim that the deduction, even though the car hasn't shipped. I'm not positive. I think if you could provide a VIN number, did you ever hear that one?
No.
Okay.
Well, how do they provide a VIN number if the truck hasn't even been...
I guess that's what I'm asking you. Can you even get a VIN number on that
Certainly.
Truck that's
proposed? Oh, yeah. When we order the vehicle, as soon as it gets scheduled, we have a VIN number.
Okay.
So it could be 2, 3, 4 months prior to actually getting the vehicle, yes.
That's what I think the CPAs are looking for, so please check with your CPA.
Yeah, check it. That's a question for a CPA.
Stephen Leahy.
Yeah.
Come on, Stephen. Wake up, put the beer down.
Really?
Come on,
Stephen.
Oh, he says he is, but just let it go. No, he is not. He's an attorney.
Is he a lawyer or an attorney?
He's an attorney. It depends.
Right. So a lawyer has a law degree, and they can be a professor, or they can just sit and read all day and impress people. But once you pass the bar, then you're a licensed attorney, so you can charge people for thinking and talking.
Gotcha.
Wow.
And it depends. I mean, that's your favorite answer.
Right.
So let's talk about the car ordering and the car shipping and the challenges that you're still having.
They're
they're still there. And I would have thought that they would have gotten better by now, but they really haven't. And so now I'm telling people, if you're hoping to get something before the end of the year, you better get it ordered pretty
end of
quickly.
The year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, it's just like your furniture. I mean, supply chain is just a mess, and it's not getting any better.
Like, it's just like somebody planning a kitchen right now.
Yeah.
So your cabinets can be anywhere from 16 to 24 weeks out.
Yeah. Well, we went through that with my daughter.
Yep. Oh, we hit COVID with your daughter.
Yes.
Yes, you're exactly right.
So if you're so my lease is up in February.
Yes.
I got to start looking at doing
I would start thinking about ordering something now for two reasons. One of them is to ensure that you'll have something when your lease is up. But the other thing is lock in the pricing. When you order that, you're price protected from that day. Mm-hmm. So as long as it's sold to the same name that it's ordered under, you'll get price protected. So if the price goes up $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, you still get the price based on the day that you ordered the vehicle.
What do you have to give when you order the vehicle? You don't have to have financing in place, do you?
No,
you just have
no.
to have a down payment.
Yeah. Yeah, usually $500.
$500?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then we order a vehicle.
Not bad at all.
And you might save $5,000.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm. Exactly. And then you ensure that you're going to get the vehicle.
Are people doing that as a business to buy and then flip the car?
Yeah. I've never seen the retail orders that we have today. We probably have probably 80 to 100 retail orders right now. And for the last year, we've had 80 to 100. So that's helping us as well. I mean, we got 30, 40 a month coming in that are already sold. So, you know, you don't even have to stock them. I mean, that part of it is good, but I still think people want to drive the vehicle before they buy them.
All right. So the Bronco, right?
Yes.
It's the hottest car. Still back ordered till next year?
Hopefully.
Hopefully, if you're lucky.
A really good friend of mine just got his. It took to the day 100 weeks.
Wow. 100 weeks?
100 weeks.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And I got a buddy of mine who ordered a Hummer, electric Hummer, right? That I know it's not a Ford, but he's been on the hook here for over a year as well.
Right.
Why?
Supply chain. The chips are still a problem.
It's still the chips.
Yeah. Chips are a problem, but supply chain. I mean, you look at these, there's still ships. I mean, you don't hear about it in the news as much anymore, but there's still ships off of both shores waiting to come in to ship these containers around the country.
Yeah.
And I know we talked about that with Tom Janke. He had a load of cabinets sitting on a ship, and it couldn't even come into the port.
It completely blows my mind.
Yeah.
We're the United States of America.
Right.
We landed on Norway in D-Day and unloaded tanks and everything, and we can't get cargo boxes off of ships.
Right.
It completely blows my mind.
And you know what, David? They could do it, and they're choosing not to. I'm just telling you.
I don't
go to the militia meetings, but I'm just saying that they definitely could solve it. National Guard,
whatever. That's a totally different show.
Right. Send your emails to David Schluter at SchluterLawFirm.com. At
IGetAnOpinion.com.
That's right. 312-981-720. If our listeners want to reach out, we're going to come back talk more. Got to hit a break, and I want to get to Kelly before the bottom of the hour. And then we have something special for Grace coming out of the 11:30 break, our producer who's leaving us. She just gave us I got an email yesterday. Yeah, tomorrow's my last day. Sorry. Tough luck.
Wow.
312-981-720. Oh, it was warm. It's been great. I'm gone. 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you,
they can reach us at 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
You got a nice tan going there.
I was out on the boat yesterday. We got to get you out there.
All right, cool.
That's a nice shirt with the pineapples, which we'll talk about later in the show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We've got Susie and Glencoe with a question for you. We've got Dr. McGuire with a question for you. And if you want, he'll do a complimentary prostate exam while you're at his house. I mean, why not? I mean, you're there. 312-981-7200. It happens to me all the time. That's why I go there every week. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and phone online. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And Rich pointed out that we invaded Normandy, not Norway. Norway would probably been an easier country to invade during D-Day.
Right.
But it started with an N. I got an N and O.
Yeah, there you go.
That's where it ended. So Normandy for all of the armed forces that battled that day. What a heck of a day that was. So
was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Right. 312-981, one of the greatest movies ever.
Yep.
1942 with John Belushi. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So this one's for you. Ready, Kelly?
Yes.
Kelly Mickley.
Yes.
From Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Texter. Sorry, guys. Fabric protection is a waste of money. Scotchgard or Camp Dry works better. How would you respond?
So first of all, fabric protection is the same thing as Scotchgard. Scotchgard is a brand. It's a brand. It's a name. So it's like Kleenex, right? We might say Kleenex, give me some Kleenex, but it's just tissue. We just want something to blow our nose with. So it's we're talking about the same thing here. It's just the quality of products, certain products, and also the application, how it's done, will make a difference in your experience. So we use a solvent-based fabric protection, whether it's on the carpet or the upholstery, and a Scotchgard is a water-based. It'll take longer to dry. And it's not as good of a product.
No, and it washes off when you use soap and water. It'll wash off.
All right, here's another one. Is the spray for the furniture safe for pets? A lot of our listeners have pets and are very concerned about pets.
Yes.
And a lot of the pets of our listeners are causing the stains on the furniture, right? Yes. Jumping on and off, maybe, as you know, Tracy, you get older. You know, Rich has this. You know, things, leak every once in a while. And maybe, you've got urine stains or something like that.
Yeah, I laughed so hard the tears ran down my leg.
Yeah, ran down your leg. I mean, is it safe for pets first?
Yes. So you guys are going to think I am crazy. I have 8 cats.
Oh,
I have 8
cats.
Crazy. I'm an animal person. I have more than just cats. But yeah, we are an animal family household. We also have young kids. It is very safe. The products we use are very safe for kids and pets. Sensitivities, health concerns.
And you have it on your furniture.
Yep.
And it works. I have an interest-only loan on my home. And everybody, when I tell interest-only loan, they're like, oh my God, they're horrible.
Right.
I'm like, all right. And I tried to get my parents into a reverse mortgage. Oh, they're horrible. Well, let's see. I have one of those loans that you hate. And I tried to get my parents into one of those loans that you think is so dangerous. And I've been doing this for 21 years. You've got 9 cats, and we don't think you're crazy. You are.
I have 8.
All right. Yeah. Well,
with 9 lives.
There, right? With 9 lives. Right. So, but you have it in your own home.
Yeah, and we would never use anything that, in your home that we wouldn't use in ours.
And you have 2 kids.
I have 3 kids.
3 kids.
I have a boy and 2 girls.
Boy and 2 girls. Mm-hmm. And your youngest is 2.
Youngest is almost 2. Mm-hmm.
And you apply it in your home. And the oldest.
Newborns, like we've been, their whole life, they've been around what we use. So I would trust it.
100% safe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about the special. You've done our home.
Yes.
Before we moved, which was phenomenal, right? You got our home ready to roll. I strongly encourage anybody that's looking to move, especially in this market, which is a little more challenging than it was a year ago today.
Yeah.
Joe, you're the official carpet cleaning and fabric cleaning company of MegaPros. He's had you at his house. I've had you at my house. You've gone all my friends.
Oh, wait a second. You do a lot of Mega customers as well.
Yeah, we do. And we refer people to, we work together.
Mm-hmm.
So anything, we work off of each other, and we've referred people to Joe as well as him referring his customers to us.
That's
the way trust each
it
other.
Works, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is the special that you have? Because you always have some type of special.
Yes.
And the last time you were on, you run trucks. We know that the gas has doubled.
Yeah.
We also know that the materials that you put into your trucks to clean the carpet, which is all 100% environmentally safe for not only environment, for 100% for the residents of the home that you're cleaning or the apartment that you're cleaning. Yeah. What is the special now?
So we've been trying really hard to keep our costs down and just kind of keeping up with the inflation. My brother Scott has been really amazing at ordering things in bulk and staying on top of us being able to pass on like whatever savings we can to our customers.
Sure.
So always being on your show, David, we want to offer an extra special. And today we're doing the first two areas of carpet cleaning for $99. Give us a call. Caroline is answering the phones right now. I'll help her out later. Our phone number is 630-990-8600. It really is an amazing special, something you'll want to take advantage of right
and
now.
And you can treat the furniture. You could treat the carpets mm-hmm. after you get done cleaning.
At the same time, that would be an additional cost. We can quote you on that. If you're unsure about it, our technicians can talk to you in your home. You can decide to add that at the time of the cleaning as well.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home. If our listeners want to reach out, we got a mm-hmm. bunch of texts. What's your name? What's your number? How do I reach out?
I still think it's too cheap.
We're trying to get, like I said, we're passing the savings. Passing it along.
I have leather furniture. Do you have something for leather?
Yeah, we do leather.
How about your pants?
Well.
How about Tracy's leather?
My leather pants?
I don't know.
I thought you said something
pants.
Else. I was going to hit the double. Thanks for clarifying that. It came up. It was on the edge there. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you? We got to hit news.
Our phone number is 630-990-8600 or WGNClean.com.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We got to jump to a commercial break. We got a special. We've got Susan Glencoe, Renee in Chicago. I'm going to pick you up on the other side. My Dr. McGuire is calling back. Question for you, Rich. We've got something special for our producer who's leaving us, Grace. 312-981 after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We have a special going away. Grace, our producer somewhat?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Something like that. She answers all the phones and takes care of a bunch of stuff technically here that our listeners never see. But Grace is one of a two-headed monster that behind the scenes runs the show, answers questions, sends out, answers all the texts, gets everybody that calls in queue and gets all the information so everybody can follow up after. And you've been here how long?
1 year.
1 year. Feels like 20, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't that funny. I don't know why.
Working for us.
Yeah. What the heck is that all about? So she's been with us a year, and you've been trying to get off of the show since the day you got here.
Yes. Last June, I've been trying to leave.
Right. She's been trying to get a promotion into the newsroom and up. Just hasn't
she didn't
been
say that. She just said she wanted
she's been
to
trying,
leave.
I understand. But you got a job. Tell our listeners what you're doing.
I will be a reporter at a local TV station in Madison, Wisconsin.
No way. Congratulations.
How about that?
That's a good job.
That's a huge move, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It'll be fun.
Yeah. She's not going to be messing around with us idiots.
No way.
So we got you a cake to going away. So we just wanted to thank you for your service. I know a year feels like in dog years, like 7 years. But, I mean, you've made it. And you just want to say goodbye to our listeners. So everybody is going to be like, where's Grace?
Thank you so much. What a nice surprise. The biggest surprise was you not having any shoes on right now.
I got a scab on the top of my foot there. Thanks for letting me. I got a mosquito bite. I itched so hard, I ripped the top of my foot off. Thanks
you
for
itch so hard, you scratch so hard.
Well, not the way I itch. Whatever.
No, I'm telling you just made a mistake.
Well, look at my foot. I almost lost
Dave,
a foot.
I don't want to see it. I can picture it, and I don't want to.
Focus on the cake.
Yes.
All right, if you could take the cake out and cut yourself a piece of gigantic cake, and everybody in the newsroom that's salivating, because you know those guys could, like, that's like freaking termites in
your
there.
Your foot description kind of.
All right, well, that's your cake. Congratulations. Good luck in Wisconsin, up in Madison.
Thank you for everything.
Oh, you're great. Did you learn anything?
So much.
All right, tell us when we'll see you on TV.
Everything not to do?
Yes.
Do you have to wear a cheese hat?
I don't know about that. I've been threatened by Bears fans that if I do that, I'm out of their life. So I don't really know what to do.
Well, we're going to miss you.
You're still in our lives.
Yeah. Now take your cake and get out of here. 312-981-7200.
Oh, we don't get any cake?
All right. No.
You can't give our cake and have it too?
No, we're going to have it during the break. So we got a text message here. 815. Yeah. When the Americans landed on Norway, just like when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, right, Dave? The Japanese, and then another one. The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, not the Germans. Hit it, Benny.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
All right. Animal House. for the love of God, okay? It's a class one. I said 1942, which is another great movie. It was a reference to Animal House. Dexter's, slow your roll, for the love of God. People get so angry.
Go rake the grass.
But thanks for listening.
Okay.
Go rake the grass. Is that what you're...
I screwed up Norway with Normandy. It's an honest mistake. I corrected it coming back. I didn't even know I said it until Rich was like, yeah, we didn't...
I didn't do it on the air. I know.
But I came back and corrected it. 312-981-7200. Speed round here. Susie and Glencoe, you got a question for Tracy Kahn.
Hi. Great show. Love your show.
Thank you.
I ordered a Honda back in, I believe it was the end of March, and Honda Civic. I still don't have the car. My lease has been up over a month. And every time I call, I mean, I put money down. My husband and I, you know, went in. Anyway, they keep saying, you know, they don't have information when the car is supposed to be built. It was always being built, and then shipped, and it keeps changing.
Tracy?
Yeah, that is a common problem. Frankly, March till now doesn't shock me a bit. Who is your current lease through?
Hang on, I put her on hold. Oh. Hang on. Susie, who's your current... hang on, Renee. Hang on, Susie. Susie, who's your current lease through?
Honda.
Honda. So they should... And you're getting another Honda?
Yes. Okay. Extending it. I mean, you know, month by month.
Right. And the banks and these leasing companies are well aware of the situation that's happening right now, and most of them are very good about working with you to keep your current lease until your vehicle comes in, and they'll monitor that as well, so that if it gets to the dealer, they'll actually contact the dealer and say, "Hey, this vehicle's in. We need her lease to end, so get it to her." So I don't think the dealer is doing anything wrong.
Nefarious?
No, not at all. This is just today's climate. I mean, as I said earlier, a friend of mine, it took him 100 weeks to get his Bronco. So hopefully that doesn't happen to you.
So eventually I'll get the car.
You will. And then, like I said, Honda Finance should be very good about extending your lease until it gets there.
But the good news is, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product.
Yes.
of your choice, Susie. Thanks for calling. I like Glencoe right
a
down the
winner
street.
Winner in every caller.
Yeah, 312-981-7200. Renee in Chicago Ridge, you have a question for David Schluter.
No, I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
From David.
So there, David.
I would I still would have given you a good answer.
Yeah, anyway. He'll reserve the right to answer it anyway. Go ahead.
Okay, a girl I work with lives in Orland Park, is buying a townhouse, okay? Whatever the problem is, there's a pond. Well, now that she's purchasing it, they're making her get flood insurance, which in turn, she says no one will give her a mortgage.
That's incorrect. All she has to do is get flood insurance. But go ahead, Dave. You want to explain the Army Corps of Engineer?
Yeah, they update the maps periodically, and now with satellites and everything, they can get it down to the inch. And once it gets to a point where they believe it's at risk, they've been jacking a lot of people and adding that to properties. There are many honest people who bought it without, who now have it required for their buyer. The thing about it is, it doesn't even have to affect like the living room or the kitchen, like that's on the end of the townhouse. If it impacts the parcel at all, even like 5 feet in the back by the fence, they make them purchase it. Hopefully she hasn't waived her lending contingency. If they're making that part of her financing, her lawyer should be able to still get her out of it. I know she probably wants it, but hopefully she hasn't waived her financing.
She keeps saying, you know, she comes to work, I can't get a mortgage because of the flood insurance.
Well, she didn't call us.
That sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
I keep calling her every day. I said, I listen to you guys. Call him and ask him. And finally yesterday, I'm like, I'm just calling for you. Because I said, something doesn't make sense.
Is she sitting next to you in your car?
No, she is not.
No, it's too bad.
Is she listening?
Is she listening? Probably not.
She's
smarter than all of us. So here, every loan that we do, we have to get a flood cert to show that it's either in a flood zone or not in a flood zone, because that's the only way that the lenders know if the property's in a flood zone. If it comes up that the Army Corps of Engineers has designated that property, and when we were on another station many moons ago, we had a gentleman call us from a municipality who had a river go through his community and said, educated us on the air that the flood zones change all the time. due to, you know, weather patterns and water flows and whatever. So, you know, make sure that you're getting an updated report, because sometimes people have listeners have to buy homes with flood insurance, but then a new water system was put into play and they're no longer in a flood zone, and then they could waive and not have to carry flood insurance anymore. So you can get a loan. There are thousands, tens of thousands of listeners right now who are in a flood zone that have a mortgage and have to get flood insurance. It's very expensive. So that's a bunch of crap. Who's ever telling her that? It's a bunch of crap and it's not true. Okay? We put her on. I don't know where she dropped off, but it's a bunch of crap, dude. I'll say it again.
Grace took her cake and left.
I know. Yeah. Grace's like, I'm eating my cake. I don't want to deal with these callers anymore. I got another hour and 12 minutes, and I'm the hell out of here.
The only thing I'm thinking is if her friend was right on the edge of the qualifying for the loan, and then the yearly flood insurance divided by 12 was going to put her out of her budget, but we didn't even get that far. It sounds like they were just dodging it.
She said that nobody would give her a loan in a flood zone. Now, qualifying with an added $200 to $300 with the flood insurance, depending upon what the premium is, is a whole other story.
Correct.
That's not what the caller was asking.
That's correct.
All right, we got to hit a quick break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We have Dr. McGuire with a question for you, Rich Dykstra Sr.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, 312-981-7200. And Joe, we've got a picture from a texter that called in about rotting wood on a door.
I thought you forgot I was here.
How can that happen?
I just thought so.
It's like a mosquito bite on the top of my foot that I dug a hole in, and I'm not wearing shoes. Enjoy the cake. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And while you're out there, bring me the Neil Saborn. This is Home to Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landecker.
I got so many more viewers.
Did you know I was on John Records Landecker? I don't know if I told you.
You don't know how many more people watch his show?
But when I was on with John Records
Landecker. Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
I have no idea.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, official urologist of the show, Dr. Michael McGuire, is on line one. How are you, Dr. McGuire?
Good, David. How are you?
I'm great. You know, the show starts at 10. It has started.
Well, you know, I'm out here working. You know, some of us have jobs that aren't, you know, going to the Greater Caribbean and then hurt their foot and, you know, learn about Normandy and, you know, things like that.
I think we have trouble on line one. Hold on, Doc. Well, please hold. 312-981-7200. We're going to go to... No, I'm only kidding. So you've got a question for Rich Dykstra Sr. about an air conditioning challenge you have.
All right. So I have a 1920s house, so I have space packs. And then we added on to the house, and so we put in a second space pack thing. And so the part of the air conditioner that sits outside, the condenser, I think they call it, sits on a concrete slab. Two different ones, one for each condenser, and they're both starting to go at a little angle. The local neighborhood know-it-all told me that this is bad for the condenser. So my question is this really true? And how do I fix it? Is this something that I call PermaSeal to come in with what they just advertised on the last thing about straightening out my concrete? So is this really a problem? And how do I fix it if it is?
It's not nice to call your wife the local neighborhood know-it-all, by the way. Thought I'd throw that out there, Doc. Just trying to...
I don't like to use her name on the radio.
I know. It's okay. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Rich.
If it's a little tipped a little bit, that won't hurt it at all. To correct it, you can correct it. The slabs have to be lifted. You'd have to talk to Roy from PermaSeal to see if he can pump the foam underneath the slabs and lift them up. He might be able to. I don't think so, though.
Well, he does driveways.
Doc, it would be best if, Doc, if you sent a picture in here and we could forward it to Roy.
Yeah, are you home?
No, I'm out on the farm. I just got done with the bees.
He's working.
No, he's got a farm. He's got a farm.
I just got done planting trees, and I'm working.
Look at you.
Wow. He raises bees, and he's got an air-conditioned deer stand with plumbing in it. So he calls that. He's like, oh, look, there's a deer out. Hold on. He turns down the radio, right, turns off the TV, gets his shotgun or whatever it is, his rifle, and he starts shooting deer. And then if he misses it, he goes back into his air-conditioned and heated deer stand.
He's hunting rabbit.
He's hunting. It's a rough life out there.
Where's that rabbit? Yeah.
Right. So bottom line is, if it's a little bit, but I just got to send you a picture.
Yeah,
so
send a picture.
If Roy can't do that, how do you fix it?
You have to. Usually, you can just pry it up with a bar underneath. You get underneath the slab, like a lever, and you just lift it up, and then another. You jam stone underneath it.
Right. I don't know what the base is on now. That's why I'm saying send a picture.
Yeah, send me a picture, okay. Doc. I'll get over to Roy.
All right, we'll get it to you. All right, thanks, gentlemen. I appreciate it. All right. A great fourth.
You too,
brother. Right.
Happy hunting.
Gentlemen.
No, he doesn't know what show he's listening to. He thinks he called into Lou's show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We've got Christine in Rogers Park. We've got Sue in El Paso. And we've got Gene in Downers Grove. We've got to take a long break here. We're going to throw it over to Steve in the newsroom. But we got to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back with all three of those calls. Plus, we're going to open up to the entire panel. We got a ton of text messages for everybody on our panel, from Kelly to Tracy to Dave to Rich and Joe. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I'm David Hochberg on 720. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg in Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is our show for the next 50 minutes, everybody. So if you have any questions, now is the time to get it in. Christine,
how long?
50?
Holy smoke.
You going to make it?
And then Grace is done.
And then Grace is done.
Forget about that. What about us? We got to go.
We got the Grace countdown clock.
This is a holiday weekend, just so you know.
I know. Thank you for reminding me.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do... we're having people over.
Are you really?
Yes.
How come not us?
Because you were not invited. 312-981-7200. Christine Rogers Park, how are you? Christine. Christina Rogers Park, 321. Put her back on hold. 321 312-981 7200. We'll go to Sue in El Paso. Sue, how are you? Sue in El Paso.
She must be in the car with
Benny. Did we do something here? I don't know what's happening with the phones. I think so.
He's eating cake.
Let's do this. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Christina Rogers Park, how are you?
Good. Can you hear me now?
I got you. We didn't have you potted up. That's a technical challenge on our side.
Up.
I apologize. What's going on?
No worries. Two questions for you. You guys can help me out. Have a condo that we want to prepare to put up for sale.
Okay.
Have a master ensuite that has a steam shower, that has a glass shower door, that has lots of hard water stains. We've lived in this place since 2003.
Okay.
I've tried to clean the glass shower door with, like, polish or whatever. I've tried a Zep, which has a hydrochloric acid, 9.5%.
Yep.
That doesn't take it off. I've also used Clean and Bright with a car polisher. That doesn't take it off. So I'm thinking, based upon the work effort to monetary return, maybe to replace the glass door, but I don't know who to go about doing that. I'm wondering if you have a recommendation for that. Then also, I think our hardwood floors in our condo, it was a gut rehab from the early 1900s. I don't think they have another ability to be sanded, so I'm wondering if you can suggest how we might go about getting those cleaned up and polished, and maybe a few boards might need to be replaced because it doesn't have a, you know, it has like this, doesn't have, it's only the slippers, so it, it doesn't have a subfloor.
Joe, what about CLR?
That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah, what about Clear? What are you thinking?
Wow, you guys
CLR
are better than me. But it sounds like you tried everything, right?
Yeah.
So I would still try MegaPros Judy if she's listening.
Your wife?
Yes. So maybe MegaPros Judy can add to the cleaning thing. In the meantime, we have a MegaPro that does all of our custom glass.
So you could, if you need a replacement, she could.
So if you need a replacement. Yeah, but I'm also wondering, maybe he's a good resource to see if he can clean it also.
Sure.
So I have glass shower. The whole thing is all glass. And I use CLR to get the... Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I roll.
Mm-hmm.
So I used CLR to get the spots off. And then after you do that, you put Rain-X on it, which is actually made for windshields. But if you put Rain-X on your shower, water just beads up and drips off.
There you go. That's an idea.
Okay.
And then if not, Joe will...
Then you just call Joe.
We got a lot of good ideas.
Yeah. So, Joe, you want to give her your phone number?
My phone number?
Yeah.
Mega Pro? Sure.
847 658-8989. Here.
847-658-8989.
So yes, I'm sure we can help you either way.
Yeah, so hang tight, Christine, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. And also...
Oh, I'm sorry. And as far as the...
Yeah, I was getting... Well? You know, and Mr. Floor, you could call Igor. You got a pen ready?
Yep, go ahead.
847-674-7500.
847-674?
Yep, 7500.
7500 and Igor from Mr. Floor.
Yep, tell him that you listen to the show and he'll get a copy of this as well, okay?
I just got a text from Judy. It says, Joe, have her call me.
Okay, so hang on. We'll get you Judy.
MegaPros Judy.
Yeah, MegaPros Judy, which is Joe's.
Great.
So
she's the best.
All right, we'll get you that number during the break. So thanks for listening. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Sue in El Paso, how are you, Sue?
Good. How about you?
Tremendous. You got a floodplain question for Dave.
Yes. We bought this place on Lake Schaefer, which is in Indiana Beach. And when we bought it, we were on the floodplain. The people next to us are no longer on the floodplain because they got it off. We're elevated. I don't know if you've ever been in that area, but it's a typical river. Sometimes there's cliffs. So some are very high, and we're high up. Is it worth it to do it now? We don't know. We own it, so we don't have any loan out on it. But in the future, I know we'll be selling it. I don't know exactly when, but is it good to get it done now?
Get what done now?
To check it out.
Get it off the floodplain.
Yeah, what I would do is get a hold of David, and he could have your number. His loan officers can order what's called a flood certification. It's not expensive. Uh-huh. It's not expensive. It's under $100, isn't it, Dave?
I guess so.
Yeah, it's very cheap. And what they can do, it may have changed without you knowing it. So that's what I would do. I would go ahead and contact David's staff. They'll punch it out. They can get it in a day or two. They'll just need your parcel number and things like that. And you may already be off. In the government's wisdom, a zone X is actually good and a zone A is bad. So it's an interesting logic. You think if you get an A on...
You know, we are right on the... We're right on the lake.
Right. Well, they still may have changed it. You have to check it out. Just spend the money on that. And then as far as pre-buying the flood insurance, that would only be to protect your investment. If you go to...
No, I meant to get it off.
Yeah.
If our place... our neighbors paid an attorney years ago to get them off the floodplain because they're way up there. If they ever got flooded, all of Indiana would be underwater, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. So if you're not sure, I would start out with a flood certification. There are services that Dave loan officers have. And then if it comes out X, you're already off. And if not, I'd call the neighbor and see who their lawyer was because then they won't have to reinvent the wheel.
How's that?
Well, yeah, they're long gone. So I mean, that'd be great. So I think I have. Well, give me his number, and I will go from there.
Yeah, it's 855-563-2843, and we'll get you squared up. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Sure, Sue. Hang out for your
great day. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. We're going to take this break so Dave Schluter could clear his voice. That was very impressive. You did that with a frog in your throat all the way. Answered that lady's questions.
Was that a frog?
I don't know what it was. I think it was a Giselle. You okay?
Well, we just had sushi, so what am I supposed to do?
So, now it's my fault. He's going to sue me.
So what are you saying? You didn't swallow all of your sushi?
Was that a piece of sushi tickling back there? A piece of sashimi?
That raw fish was swimming back up his esophagus.
Yeah, yeah. It was well done, though.
I mean, wasn't like Jackass where they snorted the green stuff. I didn't do that.
Wasabi?
Sure. Wasabi, yeah. That is a crazy scene in Jackass, by the way.
I just wanted to compliment you. You made it through that entire call with a piece of sushi in the back of your throat, and you did clear your throat once. It was great.
It was still moving when I ate it.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a couple of LifeLock questions, and you know I loved debating you about LifeLock, Dave, so why don't you clear your throat during the break, and we'll answer these questions after these messages. This is Home Sweet of Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter eight?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
All right, I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Gene in Downers Grove, you've got the same question as Bob and Elgin, who's on line five, but you're on line four. You called first. So what's up, Gene?
Okay, I got a question and a legal question on your home title.
Yeah.
And I got this brochure in the mail from a company called HometitleLock.com in San Diego.
Yes.
And they offer a home title monitoring and alert service. And they say I need it because there's criminals out there.
Wow.
Forging everybody's signature, filing fraudulent transfer documents, and then taking out loans, posing as a new owner, and then they leave you holding a bag with payments on the loans they take out. So yeah. I wondered if that's possible.
How much are they charging you or want to charge you for that wonderful investment?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't checked it out yet, but I just wanted to know if
Dave,
I should.
Dave, you've got companies out there scaring the hell out of homeowners. How old are you, Gene?
77.
So Gene, an experienced homeowner, scaring Gene into thinking he needs insurance because the big bad wolf is going to come and blow his house down. So what are your thoughts?
Well, do you have a mortgage currently that you owe on your house?
No.
Okay. It puts you a little more at risk than the average person like me who has a mortgage, because anybody who would try to steal it wouldn't have anything to sell without dealing with my lender. So you are a little bit at risk. The counties actually notify people of any activity because of this, what they say happens more than it does, I believe. You get notified by DuPage or Cook or whatever their county of any activity. They started doing that once this whole rage started. What I'm not going to slander the companies that are selling it. I mean, it is a legal company that's going to solicit you. All it would do is, if the county missed something somehow, you're just really getting insurance against the government screwing up. Also, as far as you ending up paying a mortgage that they would sign, that's not what they do. What they do, and I want everybody to pull over, and if you're in the, put your drink down at home, they deed the house from you to them.
Drinking.
They deed the house from you to them. That new mortgage, fake mortgage, would be their mortgage. So you got to take that one off the radar. You're never going to have to pay another mortgage. They don't take a mortgage in your name. What they do is they deed to themselves, wait a while, pretend that there was a closing, and then take out their own loan. So that one's off the radar. But again, with you not having a mortgage, just like anything in life, you could have super coverage on your house and super coverage on your car.
Let me ask you a question, Dave. How long have you been doing this?
36 years.
How many times in the past 36 years have you ever heard of anybody getting their home stolen because of somebody swapping titles?
Never.
Okay. I've been doing this 21 years, Gene. I have never heard of anybody losing their home with title fraudulent
deeds
and all that stuff. So you could sell insurance for whatever you want. I could sell you insurance to protect you against a meteor falling out of the sky on your home, okay, in Downers Grove. Do you need it?
Uh-huh.
There's an offset chance
you might
that a meteor might fall out of the sky and flatten your home. Okay, you want, I could sell you that insurance. You want that insurance? We'll throw your car in there too.
The other thing you can do, the DuPage County website is one of the best ones in the Chicago metro area. You could periodically go on the DuPage County recorder, put your tax ID number in, and it gives you real time if any deed has happened. So if you're really nervous, do it today. Put it in your phone for 6 months from now. You can kind of be your own title lock. And if for some reason you see a deed from you to somebody else, give me a call.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm not saying anything negative about this company that
right.
he mentioned.
Right.
I'm just saying the type of insurance that is out there in nauseam on the TV and on radio to protect your title, I personally think, and I'm not saying anything about this company, but just that type of insurance coverage is like buying coverage against meteors hitting your house. Okay, I think it's crap. I've you've been doing it 30 plus years, never ever heard of anybody losing their house. They scare the hell out of people. Gene, this poor guy is 77 years
and
old.
He's thinking about
and
it.
And he's thinking about it.
Yep.
Okay? I know. Take that crap and throw it in the shredder and enjoy your day, Gene, okay?
Well, and he should be able to look at his tax bill, too, and see that it has his name. I mean, if right. he sees a different name, obviously that
they
should
wave
a flag.
They make it seem like it's like I Dream a Genie, right? Yeah. Right? Somebody comes out of a bottle of smoke, crosses their arms, and blinks. Now, Barbara Eden was an absolute smoke show when I was growing up. I will give her that, okay? If she wants to come to my house and smoke herself out of a bottle and cross her arms and blink, I might buy the insurance. But I don't think that's happening because I think she's dead, okay? Joe, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I enjoyed...
So far, I feel like I'm watching you on TV.
Because really I cross my arms and blink?
Exactly.
Just not check, as good of a look as Barbara Eden.
Just check the county recorder's office computer. If you have somebody, if you don't have a good computer, have somebody, a relative, just put in your tax ID number. It's a wonderful site. The last thing you're probably going to see is whenever you had a mortgage or when you bought it, okay?
Gene, there's nothing to worry about. I mean, if you want, it's like buying media insurance, buddy.
It's like point, counterpoint.
Okay? Don't worry about it, brother.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. Appreciate your help, and have a happy 4th.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Gene.
Enjoy your day, buddy. Enjoy. Thanks. And hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, 312-981-7200. Bob, did we answer your question talking with Gene just now, buddy?
I think you did, because I was very suspicious.
Yeah.
Why would you even need something like that?
Well, Dave said you could buy insurance for anything. So he said that on previous shows, so I was ready for him. And it's like buying meteor insurance. Would you buy meteor insurance to protect your house in Elgin, Bob?
No, but I have a slightly different question about a neighbor has a tree that's probably about 70 feet tall, and she and her immediate neighbor are concerned that if that ever drops a limb, it's either going to cause severe damage to her home or the neighbor's home.
Okay.
And is any insurance company going to cover the cost of either trimming that tree or removing it?
Go ahead.
Or is it a case of it actually has to hit the tree before the insurance is going to make any coverage?
Question for you on top of this question is, if the tree limb is coming onto your property, do you have a legal right to cut the limb down without getting the other person's permission?
Yes, the concerned neighbor can do an amputation of the limb, but they're paying a tree service. They're not going to worry about any kind of insurance on that, because that's maintenance. But if the tragedy happens, then it's going to be based on what owner had the trunk, whatever side of the fence the trunk is on. Worst case scenario, if that person has crap insurance, the neighbor who's the victim can file a claim under their comprehensive provision of their insurance, and they'll subrogate against the neighbor's insurance. It's only as good as whoever they're using. If they're getting bare minimum, like a lot of people do, it could get a little ugly. But if they do decide to take my advice and trim it back to the fence line, they definitely should tell them they're going to do it. I've seen neighbors not talk to each other after somebody goes up with the tree service without asking, and then they hate each other the next 20 years. So if they're interested, they should ring the doorbell and say, look, we're going to pay on our end to trim it back to the fence line. We just want to let you know so that you don't think we're just, you know, trying to freak you out.
All right, we got to hit a break. Bob, thanks for the call. 312-981-7200. Barbara Eden, thank you. 630 is very much alive.
Changed your day, didn't it?
Just made my whole day. I got, and there were two Captain Whatevers, right? The first
Major
one,
Healy?
Major Healy.
Right.
I like the first guy. Yes, Dave, we got 10 seconds.
You like Tony, yeah, but no, she's had a lot of Botox. Botox. No, she has. I saw her on a...
All right, well, Botox is a whole nother...
So
Botox.
She's had a lot. She looks like Mary Tyler Moore.
So why, though?
Dr. Sardonicus.
Imported from Norway.
Yeah. Why do you have to say that, Dave?
After the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
I knew she was alive. I didn't want to correct them.
312.
She's had a lot of
you're
Botox.
You're a lawyer. You could get in trouble for that,
and
right?
Botox, Joe.
Botox.
But
no, you said Botox.
I correct him.
But Barbara Eden's can afford the Botox. It's very expensive. 312.
You get that in Dallas.
312. Well played. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Open Door Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Helps when you turn the mics on. 312-981-7200. Gene is back. Gene, you called about the LifeLock insurance, correct, Gene?
Yes, sir.
Did I at all make you feel stupid at all, Gene?
No.
Okay, I got a texter here. David, stop trying to make senior citizens feel stupid. Get some class. So I did all right there, Gene, right? I tried to help you out.
Oh, wait a second. You have to get some class, though.
No, I felt fine. No problem.
I'm not arguing about getting the class. I understand that. But I didn't want to make sure I didn't make Gene feel stupid.
No, you can't make anybody feel stupid.
Go ahead, Dave.
You guys are a great help.
Gene, it's called illustration. It's a teaching tool. David went to the extreme saying, because he cares about you, he used extreme terms about the coverage. It was never about you. He would never do anything negative.
That, don't worry about it.
Yeah, that person needs to get a life, whoever sent that.
Oh, that's nice. There goes a listener.
Here we go. Now we're down to seven.
A great service.
All right, Gene. We love you, buddy, professionally, and maybe if I knew you better. Maybe a little personally, but right now, just we appreciate you listening, and I wanted to make sure I didn't make you feel stupid according to this.
Oh, no problem ever.
All right, buddy, you have a great day, my friend.
I don't think you can ever make anybody feel stupid.
312-981.
Is that even possible?
I don't know.
Either they are or they're not.
You could get, exactly. You can't make somebody feel stupid.
All right, Joe, at the beginning of the show, we got a text message here with the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, David, I'm told the door needs to be replaced due to wood rot. Had a company quote me $9,200 for the whole thing. Does MegaPros do something like this? I need it to be cost effective. So can you explain the picture?
Two different things. That picture, Dave, that's a big door. It's a double side light, and it's got a transom over it, right? I think anybody will know that's an $8,000 door by itself, right? An $8,000 door. The other part of it is the wood rot. Maybe you can get it repaired rather than replaced.
I mean, can you just replace the door without replacing the windows, everything around it?
I mean, good point. But the problem is that if the wood is the rot, right?
If the door is wood and it's rotting, then you have to get replaced the whole door.
That doesn't look like the door is rotting. It's the trim that's rotting.
Right. That's what I was asking you. If they could, because it just looked, the picture that the texter sent in was an overall picture of the door and then the picture of the rotting.
That is a $10,000 job, I promise you, all day long.
But if it's just rotting of the trim, that's not a $10,000.
Maybe we could repair it.
Okay. Yep. All right, there you go. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Text for Tracy. If I want to order a car today, what is the ballpark time frame I could expect? We covered this.
It varies. Some vehicles they're building in 2 to 3 months. Other vehicles, like if you ordered a Bronco today, you're probably looking at a year or maybe even a little more. But it just depends on what it is.
One more. Tracy, due to cost constraints, I'm thinking about getting rid of our entire garage and all the mechanics just due to cost challenges. I'm paraphrasing it. Do you handle fleet service if this texter got rid of their entire garage?
Yes, definitely. PermaSeal. We have a lot of companies that we do business with. So yes, absolutely, we would.
So if a company's out there that's got an expense, everybody's trying to cut expenses, the overhead, the equipment, the insurance, you can handle entire fleets.
Absolutely, we do all the time.
All right, 312-981-7200. Kelly, walk me through a typical cleaning scenario. If somebody's going to call you, first two rooms, $99, which is just, I don't know how you make money on that. I know you don't. It's a lost leader to get.
They walk there.
They walk there. They carry the hoses and their own purified water.
Right.
Walk me through what happens.
So first of all, I want to say it's important to call today to get that special because it isn't a special we're running all month. We're running it special for the Hochberg Show today.
I like that
name.
So
please call and get the special.
Barometer.
That's what we have. We'll type it in the system. It says Hochberg Special and give you the discount.
You shouldn't have done that.
But yeah, so the process when we come to your home, we'll want to go through the rooms with the homeowner, see what we're doing, any concerns that you have, maybe if there's any furniture that you're expecting to be moved and kind of going over that process. Then we will cover the floors, protect the floors that we're not cleaning, putting down moving blankets so we don't scratch anything. We will put up corner guards, just protecting the walls. Then when we start the process of the cleaning, we will pre-spray. So we apply the product. We use purified water, and we use a salt-based solution. The purified water is always fresh. We never reuse it. We're not using dirty water from the house before. And the salt-based product that we use is great because it doesn't leave those sticky residues behind, so it won't attract soil.
Can you also explain, I know the purified water is critical because different parts of our listening area, the quality of the water, some's harder, some softer, some has more different levels of whatever that impacts your ability or a cleaning company's ability to clean a carpet or clean a couch or clean whatever, you bring your own water specifically because you don't want to put the local municipality's water that might not be suitable for your cleaning product.
Yep. Our process is controlled, so we know exactly what the water is, quality is going to be every single time. You're not going to get a different cleaning 1 year than the other. It's going to be the same. We've done testing in different towns that we work in, and you'd be surprised, even the richer areas have horrible water quality. So
Algonquin, Dave? Yeah. Algonquin, where Joe lives.
No, remember, our water was tested right here by your dad on the show. So they tested mine and they tested yours.
Yep, there was.
They told me, don't go home, go to the hospital.
That was for another reason.
I understand, but meaning that's on a well. Right?
Yeah, right.
That's in a well, Northern McHenry County.
Yeah, so we
it should be good
and
water.
That's another thing, too, people don't take into effect. When carpet cleaners are using your water, you're paying for that. We don't charge you to bring our own water. It's something, you know, that our it's our expense, but it's so important to our process that we do make sure to do that every time. And so we do the purified water, the salt-based solution. We will agitate with a
No, go ahead. Okay. I got another question for you.
Okay. We will, then we will scrub the carpet. So we agitate, loosen the soils, and the pre-scrubbing is a really important step. If you think about it, when you're washing your hands, the car, the dishes, you agitate and you scrub. So that's this part of the process for the carpet, and that's something that a lot of cleaners don't do. So after that, we'll do the extraction process. The trucks that we use are the best of the best. They are very rare, actually, in our industry. But they are made in Salt Lake City, Utah. They've got the strongest power. We're able to suck more of the dirt out and get the carpets drier faster.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can literally walk on the carpet because of the quality. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm talking about because you've been in my house and you've done my rugs. You've done my couches. You've done my chairs. And you can literally walk on it. You don't wreck it. But it's not as damp as if you take your wet vac over it or your own unit, right?
Yeah, it's very dry. It's not dry when we leave, the second we leave, but it will dry in a few hours. And it's a very thorough process.
Two questions. Can you guys clean suede couches?
We can do suede. Yes, we can do suede couches.
Is that a nice couch, a suede couch?
Dave Schluter, that text is from you.
Do you have a suede couch?
You have a lot of suede.
It's purple, and I sing Purple Rain. Purple Rain.
All right, we don't need that. But you do suede couches. You do cleaning on suede couches. And before we hit a break, do you clean in Chicago high-rise condos?
It depends on the time of the year, I would say, and if we have multiple jobs downtown or not. Generally, no, we wouldn't, because it's a different setup, different process.
It's tough to get your water
up
there.
And we'd have to discuss.
It's tough to get the truck up there.
Yeah.
I mean, right. We wouldn't be able to use the truck. We'd have to talk specifically with that customer. And there's one other thing I wanted to mention with just everything with we're talking about the supply and everything. Getting new furniture or carpet is going to take a lot longer. It's going to be a lot more expensive. So maintaining the clean home right now is important. It's really important to get your carpet and furniture cleaned, and you don't want to leave the soils in there. It's soils acidic, and it will break down the longevity of the fabric.
Text just came in. Any reason you can't clean somebody's car or truck?
We can. We actually do.
You do?
Yeah, we do.
No way. Mm-hmm. Could you do mine while I'm here?
We don't have the truck with us, but...
Yes, they can.
Can you bring it next time?
Awesome. Yeah. No, you know what? The next time you're here, bring your truck, and then everybody here gets interior car wash.
Oh, sure. That'd be great. Sure. Great investment, Kelly.
Then David will tout your business.
Yes.
Schluter will say something nice.
Yeah, and defend all the parking tickets downstairs.
I'm not kidding, Kel. Could you do that?
Mm-hmm. Right, we do.
Well, let's take a vote. Do you like Dave Schluter's voice without the shishima?
I like
the
frog in the throat.
Actually, I did. You know why? Because it made him calmer.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't trying to blow his words out and get like $14 a minute or whatever he looks for.
that's too low. If our listeners want to reach you, Kelly, how do they reach you?
Can't afford the pay cut.
Our phone number is 630-990-8600. If you don't get an answer right away, please leave a voicemail. We will give you this special. Just make sure to call us today. And our website is wgnclean.com.
We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Some person invited me, David, if you don't ride a motorcycle, you can ride on the back of mine.
I got to work on the fist tapping thing.
No, you got to work on the bike riding thing.
Now, that's not a pickup line.
That's nice.
I don't know what it is.
Sounds like a country song.
Sounds like the beginning of a very, very disastrous country song.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. A lot of texts coming in, Kelly. Your phone number, and repeat the special for me, for our listeners, and Roberta on the southwest side is a comment, but your phone number and the special first.
Phone number is 630-990-8600. Our special today is the first two rooms for $99. And again, that phone number is 630-990-8600.
And don't forget about asking about the fabric protection for the carpets and the chairs and
couches. Is it still called the Hochberg Special?
Yeah, that's the line item we have in our system.
Maybe you should get a free mortgage.
Let's not get crazy. Let's focus for the two rooms, $99. Roberta in the southwest side, how are you?
I'm great. I listened to John Williams, and that's where I got the number for the Executive Green. They came out on a Wednesday about 2 weeks ago, and my carpeting is amazing. And this carpeting is at least 40 years old.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it looks amazing. I can't tell you how happy I am. The technician, one was George and Mike, and they were fantastic.
Well,
fantastic.
Thank you so much, Roberta. We really appreciate you calling in, and it means so much to us because that's what we want to deliver for everybody.
You're gonna,
And I did the protective.
Excellent.
And I did the other one. I did the whole works, and it's unbelievable.
Oh, good. Nice job.
Well, thank you so Roberta. Much. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, my friend, and you have a great fourth.
That's even better than Schluter.
I know. Forget about it. That was a horrible... Right. That's the way you do
testimonial.
A testimonial, right. For
you
love of God.
Fine.
If our listeners want to reach out, how do they reach out to you?
Sure. Again, the phone number is 630-990-8600, or visit us at WGNClean.com.
And Schomburg is within your service.
It is.
All right. Tracy, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what nugget of knowledge would you like to leave?
Get your orders in early if you want to take advantage of Section 179 and lock in your prices. That's the biggest thing. With inflation right now, prices are going up rapidly. So get your orders in early.
And call you at the shop if they want to talk to you about doing their fleet service.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. We welcome any fleet.
Phone
number.
Yes,
definitely. 630-682-9200. Or JoeCottonFord.com.
David Schluter, this was great having you on the show. Good seeing you. I thought I would miss you because you were on last week. I'm glad I was able to share the broadcasting room with you.
No, it's great. I really enjoyed it. And home sellers, don't get too greedy. You get a cash offer for full price. Take it. Just get a verification of funds. Buyers, don't overpay. Don't waive appraisal and don't waive inspection.
Market's changing on you.
Yes. Please stop doing all those things. It's not necessary. 630-285-5300. Love helping people. 36 years doing it.
Text message just came in, Kelly. Do you guys clean Persian rugs?
Persian rugs, yes. We actually do all sorts of rugs. So give us a call. We'll get the details.
Okay. Do you pick them up and take them someplace? Okay.
Persia.
Yep.
Persia. You take them back to Persia?
We'll take them back. We'll clean it at our location and then deliver back to you.
All right. 847. They will call you after the show. Rich Dykstra Sr., what would you like to leave our listeners with, the nugget of knowledge, before you take off?
Make sure you check your filters, obviously. And if you need a new system, if your furnace was shot last year, it's still shot now. So don't wait to get a price. Call now for your best price.
Phone number?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNCoolingGuy.com.
And that tip again, if our listeners have ice on their unit on the outside, what should they do to defrost the ice before calling you?
Shut the air conditioner, put it to the off position at the thermostat, and turn the fan on.
On.
And you might see water down by the furnace because it's frozen, it's melted over, the drain can't take care of it. So you just you're gonna have to clean that up. But wait till the ice is gone before you call for service.
Will the house stay cool for the 4 hours that the unit's off, or should they open their window if it's a hot day?
Well, if they open their window, it's a hot day, it's gonna get hotter in the house. So
okay.
Just keep it all closed up.
Probably wait till the night time to do it?
And then turn it on.
Okay. One more time, phone number?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNCoolingGuy.com. Joe@hockeyfix.com.
Joe, what would you like to leave our listeners?
I would like to know what you're going to do this afternoon.
I am going to go home, prepare for a barbecue that you're not invited to.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yes. But the rest of the weekend, are you off relaxing
off.
Or something?
I am off relaxing. Think nice about job. Coming to your house.
That would not be bad at all.
That would be seriously, a good time.
I promise you.
I would need an invitation, but since I haven't got one, you get what you give.
Okay. Yes.
I won't tell you the address, but
right. Yeah. I'll just drive around Algonquin with my blowhorn.
It's not Algonquin. You don't even know how to say it.
Where's Joe Hogle live? Anybody see Joe Hogle?
Well,
he's got Mega Pro.
You're
got
in
his
the wrong
license
town,
plates.
All right.
It's not Algonquin?
No, Woodstock. I'm
okay.
Woodstock.
I'm sorry. I mean,
you would also so need a megaphone. I'm just tying it together. It's a megaphone by Joe's.
If you want to reach right, Joe, job. This is how you reach him.
That's great.
Megapros.com.
And I'm getting the nasty look from our producers. We got to go. This is David Hochberg. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in last week when Wendy was on. Let's Get Legal with John Hanson coming up next. You want to reach me during the week, it's 56David.com or give me a call, 855-56-DAVID. Happy 4th, everybody. We will be back next Saturday.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Megapros Home Improvement and Restoration. The law offices of David Schluter, Dykstra Home Services, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, and Joe Cotton Ford. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.